I previously asked the Prime Minister to consult with all the Premiers so they could agree on a date for Australia Day that would enable all Australians to celebrate. I got a weak, no action response, and so we moved the city's Australia Day ceremony to the 29th of January. And despite the failure, the shameful failure of Australians to vote yes to establish a voice to the federal parliament, I am proud that 70% of people in the city of Sydney voted yes.
I hope everybody out there had a great Australia Day, and for those watching, I would like to take this time to acknowledge the original custodians of this nation. Captain Arthur Phillip, the emancipated convicts of Anglo and Celtic origin, and the brave men who settled here to take dominion over the unsettled and non-developed land. Also to the brave Anzacs who fought to keep this country safe and prosperous during times of war. For these people are truly the natives of Australia and the custodians of its beautiful culture and rich history, lest we forget their sacrifice. With that being said, I'm sure many of you watching are familiar with the reprobate behaviour being conducted by our government and many of our largest corporations over this past long weekend holiday to celebrate Australia Day. From Woolworths, the NRL and many others, who wish to promote the lie of genocide and make false allegations that our day is one where genocide is celebrated. Despite this not being supported by the historical source material, and no more than 50 Aboriginals being killed in self-defence on this day back in 1788, the myth of genocide carries on well into the modern era.
It's another case of pure invention.
One thing I noticed over this long weekend was the amount of vandalism, graffiti, and desecration of our historical sites and national flags that was occurring. Residents having their flags stolen from their house. Parks and playgrounds being vandalised with graffiti by degenerates who can't read or write properly. The destruction of Captain James Cook's statue in St Kilda and the desecration of the Queen Victoria statue in Melbourne CBD.
Peaceful protesters turned defiant and angry.
How dare you!
Screaming at fans who were streaming in to watch the cricket.
It is so insensitive to be celebrating on a day of shame.
Yes, that's right, mate.
It's Australia Day.
I just want to watch the cricket.
I don't think that Australia should be celebrated on any date.
Abolish Australia!
Abolish Australia!
Australia Day is dead!
Always won!
Once again, like many years prior, The Guardian and many other mainstream media outlets promoted the Invasion Day rallies across Australia, giving free advertisement to these abominations, posting the times and locations of these events. The police stood in defiance against anyone who wished to counter-protest or dare to celebrate their Australia Day weekend in close proximity to anywhere that these reprobate anti-Australian flag-burning Invasion Day protests took place. Police were even arresting people and handing out fines to anyone who dared to oppose the anarchy and vandalism, as if this whole charade itself was state-sponsored. Well, it actually was. Despite 75% of Australian-born citizens announcing their support for Australia Day and their intentions to celebrate it, the mainstream media make it seem as though a hatred towards Australia Day is unanimous. Especially given the never-ending Marxist dribble being shoved down our throats by radio stations like Triple J and virtually every politician and city council that pays respects to this astroturfed Aboriginal defiance. One thing that was doing the rounds on Twitter was the organised counter-protest by the NSN in Sydney.
Your presence in the Sydney City local government area poses a serious risk to public safety.
Which seemed to have been stopped in its tracks by the police. Jewish Labour Premier Chris Minns, Jewish Liberal New South Wales leader Mark Speakman, and Jewish Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, who slammed the NSN in the media as being something akin to terrorists who were out to commit hate crimes. Despite there being no evidence of hate, no evidence of crimes, and especially no evidence of hate crimes. Now, say what you want about the NSN, hate them or love them, it's beside the point. All feelings aside, people should have the right to counter-protest these treasonous Invasion Day protests that were occurring over the Australian Day weekend. Many people were tending to statues overnight, in fear that they would be vandalised, keeping an eye out over businesses and other culturally significant locations. It is also worth pointing out the same government that demanded we wore face masks that didn't work for 2 years during the you-know-what scam, the same government who protects the identity of pedophiles, immigrant sex offenders, and terrorist suspects, has announced it wishes to dox nationalists to the Australian public, their employers, and their family, as if they want to mark them as vagabonds and give the public the green light. According to the Sydney Morning Herald, we read the following, quote, New South Wales Police said it concluded an operation at Artman just after 11 a.m. and there was no threat to public safety. Pictures posted by social media users showed men dressed in black, some wearing balaclavas, gathering in Artman Reserve. It comes 2 days after police stopped a group of men in similar attire at North Sydney Station while they were on their way to Australia Day events in the CBD. Min said the fascists' ridiculous behaviour had no place in New South Wales, and warned police had the power to rip balaclavas off people and expose their identities. You'll be exposed as racist to your family, your friends, your work colleagues, he said. Unquote. Further down in the article, we read the following. Executive Counsel of the Australian Jury Co-Chief Executive, Alex Rivchin, said it was shocking to see gangs of neo-Nazis roaming the streets. Seems like a bit of an exaggeration, but anyway, reading on. Quote. It has been said to me by numerous community members since October 7 that they feel relief that their parents and grandparents who survived the Holocaust are not alive to see this fresh descent into madness, he said. This should be a source of shame and deep collective reflection on how little we have learnt and how feeble have been the actions of righteous people in the face of rising evil. Unquote. The propagandists at the ECAJ are making it seem as though very serious crimes are being committed and people were being hurt, when all that actually occurred was a group of people intending to counter-protest. That's it. Their ideology aside, because that makes no difference to the facts at hand, that's all that took place. A group of people intending to counter-protest the madness that was occurring in the streets of the CBD. It's also interesting that they invoke things like the Holocaust and the events that took place on October 7th, as if it has anything to do with an active club of young men in Australia. It's absolute lunacy. The Zionists in Australia and outside of Australia, within the Likud party in Israel, should learn the facts about genocide and stop attributing it to everyone else in the world, like Palestinian children and members of the NSN. It's an absolute joke. They deny the Nakba ever took place officially, despite representatives of the IDF announcing it was intending on creating a second Nakba. They deny they're committing genocide and actual ethnic cleansing in Palestine, despite bribes and deals being made with Egypt to relocate Palestinians into the Sinai Desert. The Israeli media called October 7th a second Holocaust, despite the media using only the IDF as a source for their news reporting on the events that took place on that day, many of which have been shown to be fraudulent and exaggerated. The only place in the world where a real stolen generation of children is occurring is within the occupied territories of the West Bank, where Hamas have no presence, where children are kidnapped and put in prison without charges and tortured indefinitely. If the ECAJ wishes to denounce madness, and if Triple J and the government wish to denounce genocide and stolen land, why don't they start with what's going on in the Levant region? But of course, they won't. Another thing worth pointing out about the ECAJ is they were just awarded a $27.5 million grant of our tax dollars because of my anti-Semitism amid one of the worst cost of living crises Australia has ever been through, given to them by none other than Mark Dreyfus. Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton both called out the attempted counter-protest but declined to ridicule the violence, fabrication of history, flag burning, vandalism and anti-white racism that was consuming the major cities of Australia, which of course was promoted by the media and corporations, as I've stated earlier. As you can see here on the official Twitter account of Peter Dutton, he says the following, quote, "Well said by the Prime Minister in condemning neo-Nazis. I've made these points before in relation to neo-Nazis and strongly support the PM's comments. They are a sick cult which has no place in our society. There is no place for hate in our society." Unquote. It's interesting that there's bipartisan support for the desecration of our history and culture at the hands of Marxists and Zionist reprobates. Interestingly, this tweet was completely ratioed by Joel Davis in a reply we can read underneath, who said the following, quote, "Why is there a place for leftist hate against white Australia and our history then, if there's no place for hate in our society? Communists and Aboriginals burn our flag, call our National Day Invasion Day, and plot to erase our traditions. Nothing to say about that. Pathetic." Unquote. And you know what? He is 100% right.
Oh, Joel Davis.
The media is putting the spotlight on people opposing the lies, vandalism, and those who sought to counter-protest the Invasion Day rallies, marking them as criminals who need to be named and shamed by the public, sitting members of parliament declaring police need special rights to oppress people of a certain political persuasion as well, as we read earlier in the Sydney Morning Herald. This is Clown World 2024, guys. I hope you enjoyed the video. Be sure to like, comment your thoughts below, and share this video around on social media. Thanks for watching.